Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, 90 Day. Okay, Love is Blind, take one.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
If you see me on the date naps, just know it's a bot or a werewolf. You gotta kill him with a silver bullet. I'm Gary Busey.
Love is blind.
After the altar.
After the altar. It's Gary Busey as a werewolf.
Love is blind. After the altar.
Barbecue sauce.
I wonder when we're, I don't know, what I'm sure podcasts will be done in like 10 years.
Probably.
when the whole show is just us just to be singing things and then doing all the catchphrases that we do.
Yeah. We'll basically just be like Vicki Lawrence on the road.
That's a dream.
Isn't it?
This is Love is Blind.
ATA.
ATA. This is L-I-B-A-T-A.
Libata. Libata.
That's your new arthritis medication.
Yeah.
With Libata, I can do things I couldn't do anymore. With
Libata, I can give my husband a wrist tea before the grandchildren come home from school.
Thanks, Libata.
With Libata, I can get my pinky in my wife's butt in no time.
Oh, my God.
Libata.
This
get your fingers in there.
Wow. This is indeed Love is Blind. This is season two using everyone else who we could kind of throw away except for, I think we said, Iana and Natalie.
Yes.
Although I did say, when I saw Sal, I kind of went, oh, I kind of miss him.
Okay.
Then he brought a girlfriend.
Do you know what I wrote when I saw Sal? I wrote, I forgot, do we like him or not?
Because
I don't remember.
The viewing audience was split.
He's hot.
He's very hot.
I remember the singing. You got more transfixed by it, and the singing really bothered me. Like, I got over it.
It bothered a lot of people, and they thought he was too slick. They thought he was, yeah. I think he's not someone who does well on television. I think he's probably a different person. I don't know if that's, I don't think television really showed off who he was.
No.
Because someone like Mallory is perfect for television. She is very messy.
She was messy. She was really... Who really, if you didn't know the episode, who really is trying to save face is fucking Shayna. She talked to a PR person. And
she really is.
She really is. She's trying. She's even making fun of her
squinty.
Squinting.
Squintiness.
The PR said, you need to talk about that because that'll humanize you.
Because right now you're coming off as you're a little less human than the woman in Species.
Yeah, yes.
Right now.
Yes, a little less.
That's the goal we need to get to.
That's the goal we need. That's where we're working. And you think it's starting to work, and then Natalie drags her for Phil.
I think Natalie's... Now I think we can look at this and say Natalie is the person who we can kind of go with. Natalie is
or
the
feel
one.
Sorry for.
Yeah.
Whichever one you... Kind of the same thing.
I think what we... Just to say this, to kind of put this in perspective, you guys, I think we were all aware when we saw the last couple of... How these people were edited in the pods was very different than how they were edited out of the pods. And one of the reasons we were so, if you remember our reactions to mine specifically, how I was furious about how the weddings turned out because none of that was telegraphed by the series.
I was upset too.
It was all very gotcha. Uh-huh. See, we gotcha. We fooled you.
Yeah, we both did. We both did not love the finale.
And the people who did get married, the show was giving us breadcrumbs that they would definitely not. And then both of us said, what's the point? You know, yeah. I don't think the first season did that.
No, the first season was better.
We'll
be interested how they do three. We will say that, y'all, this is a spoiler alert, but we've actually already talked about it on the show. Like, none of them are together anymore.
Zero.
So I don't know if that's going to be... We haven't only watched episode one. There's three of After the Altar. We have not watched two and three yet. We're going to watch those and cover those tomorrow.
This was obviously filmed in the winter. Because they are...
In the bed
don't sing that. It's a beautiful carol. The last verse of that...
La Bada. La Bada. When you want to fuck your geriatric wife.
Lobata.
Please don't do that.
That is a beautiful carol.
You said something and I don't know anymore.
I said how none of them are together now.
But I was wondering when it was filmed. So
you said in the winter.
It is winter.
Oh, it's it's very, they go to this
and they're
cabin
in Michigan.
At the end, and it's
Michigan.
Fucking snow everywhere.
So...
Although didn't look that cold when they were in Chicago. And cold, we have been to Chicago in winter, and it's cold.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can tell how cold they were. Still wearing cold clothes when they were in Chicago.
Boy,
I think it must have been. I would think it might have been like maybe early, late November, December. I don't know.
Why did you wait that long? Like, come on, like, why would you wait that long to, like, do that kind of stuff? Like, they're filming the single wife.
The single wife.
The single wife. New from Not Matt Shot Productions.
That's the Deborah Messing instead of the starter wife. This is his, that is dating me. Remember when everyone was so excited about the starter wife? When Deborah Messing had a new project, it's like, what's she going to do after Will and Grace?
Yeah, no one cared.
It was terrible.
But they're doing the tell-all for Single Life this week.
Yeah.
So.
No, they're doing the tell-all for Happily Ever After this week.
No. Well, they might be, but they're doing, I think they're doing Single Life too.
Oh, really? Your style looks worse today, I'm sorry to say.
Well, it's still healing.
Jesus.
Bad afternoon.
Wow.
You still look bitchy, I'm sorry to say.
Sadly, that doesn't go away.
But the point I'm trying to bring up is that why would you wait so long? Like, they should have, if they're filming, if they're putting this out in September, film this in like May or June. That's plenty of time. That gives you plenty of months. Post-production they need at tops maybe 3 months. It's just a weird way to go. Why would you film this all the way in the winter?
And it seems like it's been a year.
Because so much happens.
Right.
Like, wait the year and then film it before. Like,
I don't know.
I really wish they would ask us to consult on this show. And also the, what's it called? The unaccompanied? Why can't I remember that name?
The ultimatum.
Ultimatum.
I called it the uninitiated last week.
We could have made that show so much better.
Oh, the ultimatum was a trash heap.
Well, we're going
to
watch
We will probably watch the second one.
Tear me from it.
My issue here is that besides us not really liking anybody, do we care what happens and how they're still relating to it? And I can't believe my answer is yes.
I care about seeing Mallory's face when she has to talk to Sal's girlfriend because she's going to shit her pants.
Okay, this was a really smart move.
Oh,
having him bring, y'all, she's already unraveling. Like, she was unraveling when the girls were out.
I was going to ask you what you care about, but now I know. The unraveling of
the
Mallory.
The unraveling
That's
of Mallory.
That's what this episode.
I had a lot
Instead
more.
Instead of the tears of Galani.
The unraveling of Mallory.
The unraveling of Mallory. Get your piano.
Her hair is going to be straight by the end of this night.
I liked her hair. Yeah. I like it when she just wears it curly.
It's weird. The audience was kind of split on her. Yes. Did she dick
you
Sal?
You liked her more than me.
I did. Did she dick Sal around? Yes, yep. She did. Did he get kind of even with her for fucking with his heart? Yes, he did.
I don't feel bad for her.
I kind of don't either. I think anyone could see that relationship, that she was doing it because she thought it's what she should do, and it's the same pattern she was normally doing.
Yeah.
And
I still don't remember if we like Sal or not.
Again, the jury is out. But I think the jury is pretty much in for someone like Shane, who
looks terrible.
Doesn't he?
He looks terrible.
The in the moments, he looks like a skeleton.
Yeah.
He looks scary. He's also slurring his words. And I said, is he on something?
Yes. Adderall. Lots of it.
Either that or, I don't know. It was definitely Coke Jaw at the wedding. He was like a velociraptor.
We got inside information. Yeah. Like PA. Who was somebody on
yeah.
the show?
So he was coked up like crazy.
Yeah. And I think yeah. he still is.
He's, boy, that is someone who I pretty much recoil when I saw him on the screen. And if you listen to the podcast with Iana that Natalie was on, better man than me. But if you read on Reddit, Natalie said, he's a scary person. I don't want him in my life. And he intimidated me with his size all the time, and I always felt intimidated being around him when we would have disagreements.
So I have a question, though. Is it fair, then, for this show, if we're having this after the altar, it seems like Shake just wasn't even invited to this at all.
No. Like, because everyone hates him.
We haven't watched the second and third episode yet.
Even though but he just called out everyone at the reunion.
I feel like the producers have said, we're not inviting him because he's pulling the curtain back on this show.
But is
that fair to do? He was a cast member. Like, he would make drama.
Well, the thing about it is, you're acting like the people are making the decisions. The show wants us to think that Nick and Danielle are inviting everyone.
But I mean, from a producer standpoint, because he was so shitty on the reunion, I bet Vanessa Hudgens, or not Vanessa Hudgens, Vanessa Lachey didn't want him on. But
you think
he would be dramatic?
Oh,
he would make drama.
But once you break the fourth wall and call production out. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
If he's on, I'll be quite surprised. They might give him a cameo role. They probably did it to punish him. But I don't think the cast wants him around.
No, I think they
because
all hate
they
him.
All protect Deep D.
They all protect themselves. They want to protect like they all know y'all because Love is Blind season 3 is going to come
Love
out
is
this
blurry.
Fall. And once that comes out, we're not going to remember any of these people.
Chopped liver.
Because none of them are together. And they just remind us that love isn't blind.
I hope that for the casting for season three, someone just sat at a table and just went, oh, y'all, we got to do better.
I actually think, I know the cast wasn't, but at the same time, I almost blame the editing more than the cast.
Okay.
Now, I mean, it's chicken or the egg, really, but we talked about that in the edit, and we don't need to rehash the whole thing, but it, I
know the edit, especially the last two episodes, was a different show than we've been watching the previous 10.
And so,
or 8, whatever.
It just made you feel like
we were bamboozled.
It felt like we were trying to be massaged into a way of thinking. So I'm interested with this. It's interesting to me that some people have some, like Iana. She surprised me. I feel like she's kind of changed or grown since we last saw her.
How so? Speak to that.
In the way that she, like...
I agree with you, but...
The idea where she said... This is way jumping ahead, but where she was talking to Danielle, and she basically says, like, I'm not going to change Jarrett.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Which is not great.
Which is... But that's a very realistic adult way to look at someone.
It is.
But that was not how she was.
No, you're right.
She was much more like kind of starry-eyed, like everything's going to change when you get married. And you were watching her and you're going, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You're married to this asshole and he hasn't changed one fucking bit to accommodate your feelings.
She's being realistic. She's still being short-sighted.
Yes.
I want to clarify. She's being a lot more realistic. The what hopefully comes with realism is awareness.
I think she'll get there. Maybe not on this after
well,
the altar.
Well, I think she probably did get there because they're no longer together.
Well, yeah, and this is when... So, y'all, this is a little confusing. So, she moved out.
She moved out.
But they're still showing up to Winter House.
Yeah.
For everybody,
but there's no lover boy here.
There's no lover boy at this with y'all.
No,
but so they're not living together, and that she,
yeah, it's shenanigans. And then we don't get Shayna and her new Greek fiance may show up later. I don't know,
but she's like, y'all already found some. I found my Christian. I'm not going to be on this show.
And there's no Shane because why did I miss this?
So that's what I feel like is a little bit of like, there's no Shane.
Did he have a root canal?
Because Natalie's uncomfortable with Shane.
Why is?
That's the point of a reality show of putting people that don't like one another in situations.
Why is Sal's girlfriend there?
Exactly.
Mallory's going to lose her shit.
Exactly. So that's where I'm kind of like, let's make it uncomfortable.
I think this is spitballing. I think the only reason Shane isn't there is Natalie said she wouldn't go.
It almost makes me wonder if there was something more insidious or scarier that had legal thing.
Natalie hasn't said a word. But also, why would Shane be on the show?
But because they know he was probably the most talked about cast member.
Oh, for sure.
So they want him on the
him
show.
And Jake.
They're just not going to put him with Natalie.
Yeah. Oh, I have so many tinfoil hat theories
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what this has made me go into.
Oh.
Like, did Shane fuck a producer and then, like, rob some, like robbed a PA for Coke money? We don't know.
No, the PAs have Coke.
Oh. Well, rob them, took their Adderall?
I don't know. I just...
Anyway. Ugh. We're all over. So...
We do start out with... Y'all, if you saw any of the Love is Blind social media from season two, the big news was that Kyle was all over Deep T's socials. He was all over hers. Sorry, she was all over his. But they were friends, and they were just teasing it. And pretty much it was established it was all for clout.
We kind of saw Kyle for who he is by the end of the season.
Oh, he's a fucking clout
chaser.
We
liked him at first, remember? Yeah. And then we saw that... He'll suck anyone's dick to be famous.
I couldn't figure out.
Actually, he'd be famous if he'd suck a dick.
He is. He'd be so... We said this on his season.
Say it.
If he was gay, he would be so popular.
God, So he would be on that Colton Ford, whatever Netflix show, whatever his name is from the shitty guy from The Bachelor.
Colton Underwood. Colton Ford is a porn star.
Okay.
That has more to say about you and who your viewing habits are.
And he is. He's like a big daddy muscle-letter.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I know what you watch.
Wow. He's from the 80s.
I was going to say 80s, 90s. Yikes.
You remember his image at the gay bookstore when you had to unstick pages.
Yes, I met him.
Whoa.
Oh, the porn stars would always come in. I met so many gay porn stars. And let me tell you, all underwhelming in person.
God.
With the exception of, who did I meet? And I was like, you're really hot.
You never fucked a porn star?
I couldn't call him a porn star. More like a bit player.
Okay.
But he had done porn before.
I've never had, but I would sleep with a porn actor. I bet they know how to hit their marks.
I've had better. I know I've been with some people who should be porn stars.
Wow.
Where are we? Colton Ford. Jesus.
Deep and Kyle, yeah, they're having their thing. Meanwhile, this was a good... Seeing Shayna cut Shane's hair, I went, what?
I forgot she was a hairstylist.
Yeah, and she's cutting his hair. I'm like going, wait, what? What is happening? That did kind of goop me for a second.
Like, yeah.
And then we see that they're just friends, and honestly, she is... She starts talking about her boyfriend and she's moved on.
They're just friends. But
they're just friends.
Remember, this was an expository scene a la The Hills. They have to find something to do together. So Shane is letting...
his hair doesn't look better.
No.
His hair in the ITM looks terrible.
Oh!
Terrible!
And this was obviously to know where they are right now. And y'all, Shayna says, I know I got a lot of heat by making such strong connections between both Kyle and Shane. That's an understatement.
That's an understatement.
Guess what, y'all? She hasn't changed at all.
Oh, no.
She's still awful.
She's still squinting and terrible. I have a question for you. Shane says he wants to have his eat, pray, love. What is that translated into Shane terms? Like, I thought of Coke, strippers, and quesadillas? Or what?
What he is meaning...
Shane's eat, pray, love.
What he is meaning in Midwestern white boy speak is he needs to become spiritual for a while and not be chasing or dating girls.
Okay.
That's what he's meaning. That's not possible for him. He is a reactive person who needs constant stimulation. He needs feedback. He needs drama. And he will be bored stiff on his eat, pray, love journey.
Yeah.
Sadly. And he probably needs to get that drug habit fixed.
Probably.
Because, y'all, if you've ever done drugs, everybody who'd ever done drugs saw Shane at that wedding when he owned drugs.
You all... fucking emailed us. You were like, hey, tell my husband this, but I had some wild nights in my 20s.
You pushed back. You're like, are you sure? I'm like, trust me, he's on drugs.
I mean, we had a lot of sissies that emailed us. They're like, hey.
It was almost certainly cocaine or cocaine mixed with Adderall or some other stimulant. Because that was coke jaw. That was coke jaw. And he's still got a little bit of it.
Yeah. So it's pretty hilarious to me that Danielle and Nick are the anchor couple of this show.
And how boring they both seem.
I mean,
mind-numbingly so.
It's funny how...
They're finishing at your sentences now.
See, you think it's boring. I don't think it's boring, actually, because I think they're so... But it almost makes it better.
Boring compared to how they were, I should say.
Oh, but it almost makes it better, I guess. I think it would be super boring comparative if I didn't know they had broken up. So there's something about knowing they broke up now that you know that inside they both are just rioting and wanting to scream at one another through this whole thing.
It's all keeping up appearances.
It's all... Yeah. That is fascinating to me. Like, the scene with their... With their dog, and the way Nick says, well, I was only sweating at the wedding because I ate spicy feta.
Boy, someone is being self-referential and someone got a sense of humor.
I do. It reminded me of like, oh, wait, I remember we really liked Nick at first. And then by the end, we hated him. We liked Danielle more than we liked Nick.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Now, do I think Danielle is a lot in relationships and a lot in life? Yes.
Yeah, we've met her mother.
Boy, thank God they brought back Wendy. I would take care of the dogs for you.
Ooh.
And the cat. I wouldn't say no to some champers.
Some Chardonnay, see?
Oh, Wendy.
So I love it that, Poodle, what do you feel or how do you feel about grown-ass adults who get very, very excited but also have a lot of conviction when it comes to their theme costume parties?
Grow up. No one's going to abide by your theme.
I think it's fun.
No one's going to abide by your theme.
They're wrestlers. Everybody has to have their wrestling song when they come in. That's
You're
fun.
Exhausting.
Making an event.
That's if I have to spend an afternoon preparing for your party, I'm not coming. Honestly.
I think it's fun. It makes it like.
I'm okay with a theme that every single theme he had was too involved. I'm sorry. No, you're not the center of the world. Your parties are boring. I guarantee you. Look at yourself. When he said that, I would much prefer the version of wear a weird costume that Danielle brought up. These theme parties. I hated him after that.
I like a little theme
when
party.
When he said the themes were, I didn't write these down. It's like something about, it was the wrestling one, like something about Sunday, Bloody Sunday, brunch. And I was like, these are all terrible.
What if you had a theme party where everyone walked out to their like favorite sonata? Or their favorite overture?
No, I would not expect my guests to do that. I'm having them over. I don't want anyone to have to put thought into something. That's why you're going to someone's house, a party, you guys, unless I say, bring me a dish that you made. If you're going to bring something, bring something wine. I already have food. Unless you've told everyone to bring some
Don't
kind of potluck.
Bring
potluck.
Food unannounced
Don't
to Poodle's
bring
party.
Food.
Because he plans
I've
a menu. I've
already planned a menu.
He gets so upset. If you're going to bring those little hot dogs wrapped in those little croissants, he's going to
turn around and walk out.
He's going to be angry because you fucked up his menu, and he's going to be more angry that he's going to eat all of them.
I will. And I love all of them. But the thing here, you guys, is bring wine, bring flowers. Flowers are wonderful.
No, they're not. Anytime I bring flowers, you say, those are pretty, but they're going to make me sneeze.
Well, I do have allergies.
So bring fake flowers?
Don't bring anything. Just or I don't know. If it's a housewarming, excuse me. If it's a housewarming party, bring something that goes with everything.
You know what? If you go to a party at Poodle's, bring your husband.
That's a good thing to bring. No, these fucking theme party ideas, come on. Ugh. I'm also okay with like dumb themes, but God, this sounds exhausting.
I thought it was fun.
Ugh.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song, To All Our Queens. Love
love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Anyway, no one's inviting Shake to this getaway because it's a surprise. Natalie's 30th. God, they're all 30.
Or Shane. I guess that's why they're not, say they're, that's the deal. They're not inviting Shane because it's Natalie's 30th, but I still am not on board with this concept. It was weird before on the last, after the altar.
It wasn't explained. She did text him and say, I never want to see you again.
She did.
So I think that's a good reason not to invite him.
It is, but I mean, it's this weird thing that like, I get it. They want us to see where they are now. I just feel like there's a, I don't know. I feel like there's a different way to do it. I'm commenting on like the production of it. This is the second time now we had it after the altar.
Yeah.
It feels clunky. Like,
well, you know why? There are fractured relationships, and I don't think any of these people really want to see any of these other people. The first season, you had Damian and Gigi kind of, they were still halfway together. There were two couples who were doing their anniversary party, which we kind of get.
That we kind of get.
And everyone else who was showing up, like the big thing was Mark going to show up? Jessica got her redemption.
See, that makes, have an anniversary party.
Yeah.
And it's, why didn't they have, again, two people got married. Why not have an anniversary party?
Because it was,
that's the thing.
It was, this is another tinfoil hat theory. I think some people were already separated before and they couldn't do an anniversary party or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think Iana and Jarrett probably.
She had already moved out. They weren't together.
Yeah. I think they were there to save face.
Sorry, y'all. We have so many, so many theories on this.
But you get when you're watching.
Sense, it probably makes sense.
You get it when you're watching that this is cringe, y'all.
That's why I think she can speak to it in such a adult, detached way.
Iana?
Because they're already detached.
Yep, I agree.
No, I
agree.
Mean, you just hit me when you said that. That's why she's able to do that.
Yeah. With one other thing we have.
By the way, if I was dating someone and they took a shit while I was in the shower, I would be pissed. Unless you share a bathroom and it's an emergency, sometimes that happens.
I think they do share a bathroom, probably.
But she talked about it like he did it on the norm.
Oh. I think can't you hold it when someone's.
That's a poodle move. If I'm in a shower somewhere, you just come in there and drop a deuce.
I would do that. But Iana and Jarrett are saying, we feel like we're still in the experiment. I'm sure you do, honey. Here's the thing, y'all. They've been married, I guess it's a year now.
Again, I have problems. I don't know the time frame. Like, when
I think it's
been
a year. But would you be okay with, yes, he works security at a club.
Yeah, he talked to Kyle and Shane and Jarrett. They're all having like.
Now she says, you're out till 7 in the morning. He's like, 4. Like, that's the concession.
That's better.
So, you know it's like 5.
Yeah.
A.M.
Yeah.
Would you be okay with that?
No.
You're a married. Now, maybe once every couple of months where you're just partying
if
with
you're
your
a
boys.
You're in the bar and you're a job and you come home, especially on the weekends at 3 in the morning from bartending, or I guess. They live. I don't know when the bar
is
closed.
He's partying with his friends.
I'm going to say no. If you're a bartender and that's your job, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But you get to work and then you party with your friends.
And he says things later on like, you know, I buy a couple drinks for my boys and then I can't stop.
And I went.
I'm like, that sounds like a problem.
That sounds like alcoholism.
I know.
And you might want to look into that.
There were moments watching this episode that I was just like, I was, it felt like as I've described other shows, that cart carrying provisions that's on fire heading towards a barn dance. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah.
Lights up.
Anyway, of course, we have this Shane, Kyle, Jarrett, and there is zero chemistry between any of these men.
No, you could tell that, literally, you could tell a producer said, okay, Jarrett, you talk.
Yeah.
You talk. But we kind of find out that Shane says he's been on a diet. Sure.
It's the white diet.
Sure, yeah.
It's the
powder diet.
The nose diet.
Yeah. And so Shane talks about how, like,
snort anything up your nose.
He thought it was real, but that they're not talking. And that's where we find that out. Natalie said, I don't want to talk to you. Kyle basically says he and Deep are friends. They've kissed a couple of times, he says.
And she says, I'm looking for my person. And he's so worried to disappoint her and blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yeah. And then Jarrett best talks about his relationship.
He says, the most difficult thing is putting Iyana first.
That shouldn't be difficult.
Or learning how to put here first.
Shouldn't be difficult with somebody you're married to.
She says it later on. He's very immature. He grew up in a household where everything was taken care of for him.
She said it was very strict, his household.
And
now he just wants freedom.
He was expected to marry a woman who would be like his second mother. And
so that's what I'm kind of proud of her. I feel like she's like really, maybe he isn't an alcoholic and she went to some fucking Al-Anon meetings or something. Because it feels like she's distancing
herself. I'm proud of that she can do it.
They're broken up already.
They're broken up. Yeah, this is totally.
They are totally not together.
No, they're not together right now.
Put on your tinfoil hats, everybody.
I had so many of those watching this.
Y'all, last season was more clunky. This is clunkier.
This is clunkier.
I'm still here to see Mallory get punked.
She's going to lose her mind.
She's going to lose her mind.
So the girls get together. I'm sorry. This is before that. It's the dinner with Shayna, her Greek BF, who is hot.
They are a beautiful couple together, I have to say. She got less work or better work. She looks real good. I'm going to give it to her.
Her make, she's like Kyle, she's a two-face. I can't figure out. She looks different in every light I see.
Yeah, I see.
And
that.
I can't tell. I think the difference is I think she's attractive. I can't tell if Kyle's attractive because I see him face on and the features are kind of.
I think his face
is like
fine.
Someone squeezed it and his face got wide.
But his body looks like a plump lemon you just want to squeeze
his
the juice
body's
out
amazing.
Of.
He would
again,
he'd be definitely great for porn.
Gay porn.
Yeah.
Again, y'all, this guy.
But he's not a top. He's a bottom because not a big dick.
He could be a soft top. I just found out what that means. Soft top means you're a top, but your energy, a lot of men are using it because they feel like they're trying to take that. People say, oh, well, he's a top with bottom energy. And they're like, no, fuck that. I can be soft. I can be gentle. And I can be a top.
The binary?
I don't have to do this masculine top thing. I just learned about that.
I've never heard it called that, but I've just heard.
Yeah.
I know that
it's called soft top. I just learned about
tops.
On Instagram today.
Thank you, Instagram.
So if that's a soft top, are you a hard bottom?
Yes, 100%.
Fuck right now.
Bossy bottom, they call them.
Yeah.
Someone once called me that in sex, and I went, damn right.
At least you owned it. At least you owned it. Wow.
You should have seen his face.
Wow. Sorry, everybody. Sorry.
I was like, what are you doing?
So, but they are cute. She looks better. They're talking about the 80s parties, blah, 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 blah.
Did you like it when he's like, her voice just drew me into her? I'm like, and even she says, my really annoying voice that everyone hates?
Yeah.
Boy, he's a good liar.
He looks rich.
He's quite rich.
He seems very rich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Because cutting hair is a hard fucking job. That's hard on your body.
I like it
she didn't want to work anymore.
When Shayna asked him, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Like the second.
Hi, friend.
Do you believe, is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior,
friend? I mean, after what she went through, I can see why she would ask that.
Yeah. But it's just funny to say, it's just a funny thing. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior?
Since she was dating an atheist.
I bet it is hard for people who, their faith is super important to them, who live in big cities, and you don't meet someone at church. I bet it is hard.
I know that, like, it's...
Besides Christian Mingle.
It, especially, I think, if you're... I don't know if she would describe herself this way, but I think especially if you are evangelical,
yeah,
or even like if you're like she drinks, she parties, like she
right,
so she doesn't fit in that norm.
Yeah,
I have some friends from LA that are Christian, but like are still fun, and they
but
do
you
have
want
some trouble,
but you definitely want someone who has who shares your values. Yeah,
yeah,
I bet that is hard sometimes. Oh well, I'm not one of those, so
yeah. Clearly.
I'll be whatever religion you want me to be. Just pay me.
You have an outfit for all of them.
Yep. Yep.
Mormon, did you, Orthodox, ooh, whatever.
I could rip out that Mormon underwear any day. And so they bring up Natalie's trip. And they're like, how are you, Shayna? And she's like, we're cordial. And then I forgot that basically Shayna told Shane that Natalie was ruining his life.
Yep.
And that she was...
her relationship was a fraud.
Was a fraud. And that she was...
phony and fake.
And that she was basically phony and fake.
Yeah. and Shannon's like, yeah, we're good.
And then remember, yeah, I have someone for you. She also offered to set Natalie up with someone.
She did.
And then Nick said, remember, you have a friend for her. You can just bring
that
him.
Was funny. That was funny.
She brought jokes. Nick brought jokes.
Ugh.
With his fucking theme parties.
There's a scene where Kyle and Deep are packing. It makes no sense and it's dumb. That's all you need to know.
She did. She. You do have something in common with her because she said that backwards hats are her vulnerability.
Kyle did look better in the backwards hat.
He is such a two-face because from scene to scene, I'm like, would I hit it? Would I? No, I wouldn't. Oh, I would. No.
But again, he would still be that bottom that turns their hat backwards so the top can hold on to
it
and sing while they fuck you
charge.
With baseball.
I would definitely fuck him.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And then actually the organ player, he's a little older, but he stops playing the organ and he gets up and fucks him too.
Harold.
And now, fucking Kyle, number four. From your Los Angeles bottoms. Or tops. It's Colton Ford.
Brought it back.
Goosh. So, yeah, let's skip over that thing of them packing. It's so stupid.
I think the main thing is we already talked about this, but we get to this restaurant where the
girls
night. The women are going to meet. And Natalie and Iana are there first, and that's where...
I just want to say, the only two I believe actually care anything about either of them are Natalie and Iana.
100%.
Everybody else has went their own ways.
Y'all can remember, they're trying to make Danielle act like she's normal. No. Y'all remember... She's not.
She's not.
She's just as self-involved in a different way.
Yeah. Nick has not talked to any of those girls.
I think these two women have actually been friends.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, she was on her pockets. Like, I think they have like a...
Deeps is doing her own thing.
Yeah.
She's trying to be a social media star.
Yeah.
Mallory's out on a ledge somewhere trying to do her...
Just writing poetry on a cliff.
She did say she's in therapy. Which is good. No. She definitely would benefit from it.
Y'all use our BetterHelp code.
Yeah. Mallory, use BetterHelp.
Use BetterHelp. So that's where Natalie talks about that. Her and Shane did try to rekindle things, but she's basically said, I found out I don't love him anymore.
Yeah. And then she also said, it's the lies. And I'm like, go on. I want to hear it now.
We're like, what is that?
Supposedly... I did not go through that whole podcast that she did with Iana, but he was saying things like he was being flirty with other girls. He was being flirty with, this was established, Shayna did send him flirty Instagram messages.
While
they were together.
Shayna was in a relationship with this new guy. she was, and they were talking about how great their sex life would be. And basically, as Natalie said, and she kind of cries when she says this, you don't do that to someone you love.
Yeah, and she's right.
And she's right.
And she's right.
And that we already talked about, but that's where Iana talks all about Jarrett and the club. And I think they, I love it. My favorite part of this whole thing that felt like very inside is like, Iana said, oh, the other girls are coming. Keep this between us.
Yes! Like, that's what I'm saying. They're the only, they're friends. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's when we find out that Iana packed up and moved out.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about
and,
that.
Which
I mean, you ruined it now. Not ruined it, but you called it. They're broken up. They're already moved out.
This is interesting. To pack up and move out, what does that to you? What does that say about a relationship that is so new? What?
There's no chance.
To me, and I'm not saying you guys, you should stay with someone who it is a nightmare with, but when your relationship is that new and you're almost telling him, okay, when I live, if I'm not going to live with you, I don't have to see the messy parts of you.
Yeah, there's...
And then to work on it. To me, and I don't feel like it's her giving up. I feel like it might not have been the best tactic.
I mean, each relationship, some people, they find that that's helpful to live apart and gain perspective. I don't, for me, that's not valuable. Because then I feel like I'm just not dealing with the issue. And then when I come back, the issue's right back where it was. But and for some people, they get clarity.
I feel like that's different if they had been together a long time.
Yeah.
But what perspective can you gain if you've been living with each other for like 4 months and 4 or 5 months and you decide to move out?
Yeah.
And I'm not calling her a quitter. I'm just...
I don't think she's a quitter.
I think it's avoidance, too. She doesn't want to see... She doesn't want to see him coming in at 6 a.m.
I think kind of more she just wants, like, I moved out probably right when the show's starting and we're just finishing out the show.
Ooh. It is all tinfoil hats.
She has a podcast now. She's not dumb. She wants to promote her shit.
Yeah. Anyway, Deeps is talking about how her and Kyle are friends, but I want to be exclusive friends. And that's not a thing.
That's not a thing. Exclusive friends mean your boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. And basically, Mal talks about going to therapy. She's working out all the time. And she says she's seen Sal a few times. And the word of the episode, y'all, is cordial.
Cordial.
Cordial. Is being cordial.
Like, yes, but not like raspberry cordial that Diana Barry drinks and gets very drunk in Anne of Green Gables. It's a different type of cordial.
This is the only podcast that you're going to hear a constant Anne of Green Gables.
You're
going to
watch that series 1 year, and you're going to thank me.
I think about cherry cordials, those chocolate-covered cherries, which are awful. You don't like those, do you?
No.
Okay, thank you.
My father did.
How could you? They're so sweet.
It's the only thing that my grandmother could afford. That's what they would get at Christmas as a kid, so he wouldn't want one every Christmas.
Wow.
Any more opinions about that?
Sit in that. Everybody take a warm bath in that.
All the siblings, they all want cherry cordials for Christmas. Except for my Aunt Darla. She says, just reminds me of being poor.
We should move on. Wasn't shaming you. I was saying they were disgusting. But I can't really shame your dead father now. Well, you've taken that away from me, too. Oh, well. Yikes. I do want to come up, and I did not look this up.
Gross.
I should have looked this up. Danielle said, we want to include everyone. We didn't want to disclude anybody. And I went, is that a word?
Disclude.
My phone is over there, so I'm not going to look it up. I don't think disclude is a word. And if it is...
So then what is the opposite to you of include?
Uninvite? Or leave out?
Disclude.
I feel like that was a Danielle word that was made up.
I agree with you. Let's see. Wait a minute.
I didn't want to disclude anyone. Maybe she knew a word.
Let's see.
What's the verdict from Uncle Google?
This is a long, complicated answer because some countries yes, some countries no. That's what it's saying. But if
that's not what I wanted to hear.
If you go to Wiktionary.org.
Look it up in the actual dictionary.
I'm like fucking Merriam-Webster's.
Okay, you had one fucking job. I'm going to talk while you look up dictionary. Go to fucking dictionary.com. Why is this so difficult?
Oh, here, Merriam-Webster. No, it's not disclude. It would be exclude.
Yeah. Someone just screamed, exclude, you idiots.
But that's the word.
I didn't want to disclude anybody.
Yeah.
I did not want to exclude anyone. All right, Danielle.
Well,
you had me thinking for a while.
Did she?
So, anyway, we talked about the dirty.
I love that, Danielle. I had you going, huh?
No, when you said it might be a word, I went, could she know that?
No, you said it first. You asked, you said, is it a word?
Yes.
I didn't think it was. No, and I went, I don't know. You're the wordsmith.
Nowadays, y'all, I'm so afraid because when I am corrected on this podcast, I am corrected in such a harsh manner.
They're very nice about it.
Oh, come on. I'm okay with playing. I'm okay with playing. I can take it. I'm a big boy. But it's not the fact that it happens once. It happens...
What's like
80 times in a DM.
Messages about it. Yeah.
And yeah. So then I just feel like I've been fucked by 80 men. I'm like, I can't take many more.
Quitter. What's wrong with that?
So, y'all, Danielle and Nick are packing, and Wendy comes over with her sister, and she's going to twist my arm. I'm going to have some champagne.
And so I love that. So I guess I bet their breakup was. I bet Iyanna and I keep wanting to say Iyanla.
Yeah.
But Iyanna and Jarrett's breakup wasn't that.
I bet this was awful.
Messy. Because they're messy.
But because Nick says he's spending time with her family. Daniel's like, Nick goes out with my sister and my step parents.
Because remember, Nick's family was horrible. Remember? They were so cold. Like, remember, they were like...
Maybe Nick. So weird. Maybe Nick just wanted another family.
Yes, I think he probably loved her family more than he loved her. Y'all, this was a messy breakup. I guarantee you.
I need
messy.
All the
tea. I know. We want... And maybe there's more in the...
We know someone who knows her.
Oh, we do.
We need to reach out. I need all the tea.
Oh.
So, y'all, they're at this house, and
winter house.
The only thing we need to hear is that every time Nick and Danielle go on vacation, they're the unluckiest people. And like, he got a concussion.
That's a sign.
Yeah, boy.
Maybe this wasn't meant to be.
And then everyone's just having fun. Deeps is like, it's so hard to control myself around Kyle. I don't buy it. It feels so fake.
I don't know why they needed to tell us that we're in New Buffalo, Michigan. Why was that a big deal?
Is that a resort town?
No, I don't know. And I just thought it was funny.
I don't know where it is. But I went to school in Michigan.
Again, it doesn't make sense of why we're going to this house, because this house, this location, has no meaning to what we saw last
Thank
season.
Thank you. Very, very good point.
So I wish they would just do an anniversary party, and that would be after.
Sal walks in. By the way, the goblets are back. That's the only thing. Sal walks in.
He looks good. He looks real
Sal
good.
Sal walks in with a girl named Jessie.
Jessie is a friend. You know, she's been a good friend of mine.
Now.
She's going to drive my ex so crazy. She's going to make her lose her mind.
We didn't get a lot of looks at Jessie.
Oh, I think we're next episode.
I had a problem. There's something about the hair and makeup that looks off. She seems like a very pretty girl.
What if she was paid from Central Casting?
That is an idea.
We have so many conspiracies about this.
So, y'all, Mallory is already freaked the fuck out. Because the first thing you do when you see the new girlfriend is like, oh, hey! give her a big hug. And do you see how she hugged Sal? Sidearm.
Yeah.
And say, it's good to see you. Walked away. Y'all, she is going to be crying and probably trying to hook up with Jared by the end of this trip.
He doesn't live with Iana anymore.
It's true. I'm here for the messiness. That's the show.
But it's still, y'all, my question's not answered. Do we like Sal? I don't remember.
I can't remember.
Y'all, let us know, because y'all remember what we said, and we cover so much shit, we don't remember anything.
I think I liked him more than a lot of people.
I feel like I did.
Yeah.
But then I don't want to say I liked him, and then everybody's going to, like you said, they're going to come for us and say, do you not remember that you said?
No, I won't remember that. You know what I think helped a lot? People really didn't like Mallory, and I think if Sal would have been with anybody else and not have been kind of, Mallory was so hot and cold, so people felt sorry for Sal.
Yeah.
So, but I was
tired of him singing. I really
remember
that. Yeah,
I agree. The first time, it didn't bother me.
Didn't bother you?
I liked it.
Didn't bother you?
I liked it.
You fucking almost finger banged yourself on this couch.
That's the show. I'm tired of talking about this.
Y'all, that's the show. There's going to be episode 2 and episode 3. Those are going to be on, as usual, per usual, our Patreon.
This one's on the free
feed. This one is on the free feed. Oh, we didn't take a commercial. Oh, I'll put in a little break. We'll take a commercial later. But anyway, y'all, so you can check those out. And we don't know the exact day yet, but get the fuck ready.
It's going to be October.
After the altar usually means Love is Blind is right around the corner. We think, I bet within like the next week or so,
we're going to know.
This drops
on Friday. Yeah. I think we're going to do Monday.
I think so too. I think it'll be,
Very,
very soon. We will know.
You know what this does third make week me, in October.
This does make me, and even though we both didn't love a lot of last season, it does just make me excited though for Love is Blind, because even.
Give me more pod time.
I love
the pods.
Even if the casting's not great, the pod is such a fascinating thing. It's lightning in a bottle.
They've filmed 3 and 4.
Yes,
they have filmed season 4, 5, and 6 have been greenlit. So if you're loving this show, or it's gonna stay around. If you hate this show, too fad, so sad.
Too fad,
because
so sad.
This is staying around.
I don't think anybody hates this show. I feel like a lot of people like this show.
The cast of this season and what happened was a disappointment for me.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
Yeah.
But it's messy. All right, everybody. So we'll see y'all in the next 2 episodes. And
as we answer.
Oh, yes.
Is Love Blind?
All right. 90 Day. Okay. Love is Blind. Take 1.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.